Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting in my candlestick holder on the bedside of children around the world, sharing with each child the reality of unconditional love, the reality of peace, the reality of goodness and happiness, because that's my nature. Now, little children are lots of fun. They're always revealing, they're always uplifting, they're always divine. And they are so sacred that anyone who would defame a child and not understand the child is missing so much. For a child is the most sacred, beautiful gift that we have given to ourselves in the universe. It's a good example, too. If we could watch a child and listen to how a child responds to the world, we would learn how to respond to the world ourselves very much better. But aside from all that, I'm Mr. Candle, and I'm visiting children everywhere. I sort of tend to wax eloquent now and then and get off the subject, but I'm never off the subject, really. I was visiting with boys and girls around the world last night, as I always do, and as I was visiting, I came upon 2, 3, 4, 10 wonderful children. And these wonderful children were having themselves a good, good time. They were in the zoo. And as they were in the zoo, they were walking back and forth in front of the cages of animals. And they thought to themselves, gee, that's too bad these animals all have to be caged up. And so they asked the zookeeper, he said, Mr. Zookeeper, why do these animals have to be caged up like this? Why can't they be out and playing just like we are? And the zookeeper said, well, boys and girls, that is a good question, isn't it? Come on, sit down, let's talk about it. And so all the boys and girls sat in a big circle around the zookeeper. And the zookeeper was a very friendly guy. He just was so filled with happiness and friendliness. And he said, boys and girls, how would you like it if you had a lot of people or a lot of things come into your world and take over your houses and take over your your food and just do all those things? How would you like that? Oh, that wouldn't be so good. Well, how would you like it if someone came in and told you how to live your life? You know, somebody from some other country or some other planet or something like that. And they said, you must do it this way. And you have your way of doing things. Well, we wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like that. I don't think that's right. I don't think people should tell us what to do like that. We have to live our own life. Well, boys and girls, that's the way the animals are. The animals lived here on Earth without human beings around for many millions of years. And the animals did all the things that was very comfortable for them and very wonderful for them. They had their way of traveling around and doing things. And then humanity came onto the earth. Well, what do you mean humanity came onto the earth? Well, man wasn't always here. It was only the creatures. There's lots of in-between times, too, of course, but there was only, for millions and billions of years, there were only insects and animals. There were only bears and tigers and rhinoceroses and all these other types of creatures at various points in history. Oh, that's interesting. Yes, it is. Well, then came a time when the most dominant animal took over the earth. And all the other animals were subject to the dominant animal. And you may have heard of the Tyrannosaurus Rex, the great dinosaur that had big, long teeth and would go around scaring everybody. And they didn't like that. And the big brontosauruses, they were huger than the Tyrannosaurus Rex, but the Tyrannosaurus Rex had teeth that just chopped up the brontosauruses, and the brontosauruses didn't have a chance. But they stayed away from the Tyrannosaurus Rex as much as possible. Well, that went on. Then other creatures came along. Other creatures came along, and the earth changed its form, and different things happened. There were asteroids and things that struck the planet and changed the condition of the earth and changed the earth. And the ice age came, and some of the animals were all pushed away, and a few remained in the warmer areas and could continue living. And then they began to come all over the earth. But when humanity came on earth, then all the animals had to be put into check, because mankind felt that it was the boss, and it told the animals what to do. Now, in your house, how many of you have dogs and cats in your house? Oh, so many of you. So many of you have your dogs and cats in your house. And what do they do? Do you let them do whatever they want to do? When they want to jump up on the table and get some food that's on the table, do you allow them to do that? When they want to do their duty inside the house instead of going outside, do you allow them to do that? No. When they want to, you see, you have created a world that now humanity is in charge of. And all the animals are kept in their place. They are not allowed to come into the human domain. They're not allowed to come into your house. How would you like to have an elephant come and sit down on your living room couch? Wouldn't that be something? That wouldn't last very long, would it? Well, the elephant doesn't want to do that because he knows he doesn't need a couch to sit on. Elephants are built to sit down when they want to sit, and they lay down when they want to lay down, and they stand up when they want to stand up. They don't need furniture. Furniture is something that humanity has created for itself. Now, in our world, if we were to allow the non-human creatures to be predominant, to be everywhere, then humanity would soon change and become subject to the animals. Well, now, humanity does not want to be subject to the animals, and you don't want to be subject to the bad boys and girls in your neighborhood, and you don't want to be subject to heat and sun. You want to be able to get out of the heat and get out of the sun, or get in it when you want to. You don't want to be subject to the weather, the rain. When the rain comes down, you go in the house, or you put on your raincoat or your umbrella, or you get in your car, but you get in protection from the elements. And this is exactly what humanity has done with non-human creatures. Place them into a special reserve, and the reserve is called a reservation, but the reservation is in the mind of humans. And that's why we have a zoo here. The zoo is one of the reservations where we put these creatures, great and small, good and not understood. And we can come as mankind, as human beings, as boys and girls, and look at these creatures who are here behind bars, not to protect them from themselves, but to protect them from humanity. Can you imagine how sometimes you hit at your dog or your cat because you're unhappy? Well, imagine if you were to hit at a tiger or a snake or any type of creature because you're unhappy. What would that creature do? They might bite you. They might run away. They might be angry. They might growl and frighten you. And so, you see, we have taken these non-human creatures and we have made them into either pets, or we have made them into having their own area where they can play and be themselves and not be concerned about the human condition. Non-human creatures are kind of nice. but only when they are pets. And when they're not pets, they're still nice, but they want to live in their own environment, in their own world. And the zoo is a wonderful place where we can go and see these non-human creatures and enjoy them and understand them and see them in their natural habitat as much as possible, and to not frighten them or have them frighten us. Oh, Mr. Zookeeper, that was super. I never knew that animals were like that. Oh, yes, Margaret, animals are like that. But, Mr. Zookeeper, why can't I go in and pet the tiger? Well, if you told the tiger first that you love the tiger, and if you told the tiger first that you think that tigers are wonderful, and if you had no fear in your heart, if you had no fright in your heart that the tiger might not understand you, then perhaps you could go and do this. But you see, we have been trained, we've been taught that we should be afraid of something that we don't understand. And because we're afraid of it, we do not have the opportunity to play with it and enjoy it. And this is what is true for all of us. We don't have the opportunity to play and enjoy the things in life because we are frightened of them. And now, if we can learn not to be frightened, but to be happy and filled with joy, as we look at all the creatures, great and small on earth, all the human creatures and the non-human creatures, and love them each wonderfully, and love them in their place, just as our place is our home and our world, just as the animal's place is in his world and his home. Boys and girls, we have the opportunity to be loving and gentle and kind all the time. Take that time today, and you'll find it's fun to look at the animals here at the zoo or in the wild animal park. But always remember, any animal that comes into your world, he's there because you love him and because you have surrounded him with your pure white light of love, and you have told him that you think he's just wonderful, just like you are. Uh-oh, hey, here comes Mr. Sandman. Do you know that? Now, boys and girls, it's time for the children of the world to climb into bed. And Mr. Sandman's going to sprinkle pixie dust all over you and tell you how happy your dreams are going to be. Now, call your mommies and daddies and say, Mommy, Daddy, come hug me. Give me a kiss. I'm going to go to bed now. And then have happy dreams. And know that another day I'll be here to share with you again. And this is Mr. Candle saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.